Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. India hosts ambassadors meet to promote global investment in Northeast states. External Affairs Minister Jay Shankar urges foreign envoys to explore the Northeast, share its qualities with governments. Union Education and Road Ministries explore integrating road safety into schools. And WHO member states finalize landmark pandemic agreement after 3 years of talks. Now the news in detail. In a significant step towards enhancing international cooperation and promoting global investment in the Northeast states, the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region, DONER, organized an ambassadors meet in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking at the meet, Donor Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya underscored the economic and geopolitical importance of the region. He reaffirmed the government's commitment to transform the Northeast into a hub of connectivity, trade and innovation, noting that each of the region's 8 states offer unique strengths, resources and opportunities. Highlighting the region's cultural diversity, natural beauty, and strategic location, the minister stressed on its potential to emerge as one of India's leading economic powerhouses and encouraged participating countries to capitalize on the immense possibilities.
We stand on the brink of a historic transformation, and I'm earnestly reaching out to be a part of this historic journey. Today, we would like to extend a red carpet to all of you to come and experience the Northeast. Bring with you not only your company, but your people. Because I have an old soul, and I believe that there's nothing that can replace people-to-people contact. And that's the basis on which relationships have to be built, between families, between friends, between nations.
Minister of State Donor Dr. Sukanta Majumdar also highlighted the Northeast as the gateway of India and invited investors to be part of its growth journey. Ambassadors, high commissioners, and senior diplomatic representatives from over 80 countries participated in the meet. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said the Northeast region is at the heart of many key Indian policies like Neighborhood First, Act East, or the BIMSTEC, and asserted that the region's relevance will grow with time. Virtually addressing the ambassadors' meet organized by Donor Ministry ahead of the Northeast Investors Summit 2025, he urged foreign envoys to explore the region and promote its attributes to their governments and industries.
The Northeast region is at the heart of many key Indian policies. It could be Neighborhood First or Act East or the BIMSTEC. The Northeast adjoins 5 of our neighbors on land. Its boundaries are the interface between the Indian subcontinent and the ASEAN. Many of our recent initiatives involving immediate neighbors emanate from this very region.
Dr. Jaishankar noted that many recent initiatives involving India's immediate neighbors emanate from the Northeast and highlighted the region's growing relevance as a gateway to Southeast Asia, a tourism hub, and a contributor to global workplace. The Union Education Ministry will work together with the Road Transport and Highways Ministry for expanding the Sarak Suraksha Abhiyan to schools across the country. In a social media post, Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said the ministry will enhance awareness on road safety measures through the school education system by promoting a culture of safety as well as initiating public action and citizen involvement on responsible driving behaviors. Mr. Pradhan today co-chaired a meeting with Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari in New Delhi on the issue of road safety. Member states of the World Health Organization, WHO, today finalized a historic agreement to prepare the world for future pandemics following negotiations that spanned over 3 years. The agreement calls for technology transfers to be incentivized through regulations, licensing agreements, and favorable financing conditions. It includes a compromise that any transfer must be mutually agreed upon. The draft also proposes a One Health approach for pandemic prevention and the setting up of a global supply chain and logistics network. The proposal will now be considered before the World Health Assembly next month. The pandemic agreement maps out measures to thwart pandemics and bolster global collaboration following the chaos seen during the COVID-19 outbreak. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. MLA Achumbe Mokikon visited the state-owned Merapani seed farm today to assess the situation following protests by laborers and alleged encroachment attempts by immigrants. Accompanied by local officials and police personnel during the visit, Mr. Kikon asserted that the 1,300-acre farm belongs to the Naglan government. Condemning claims by illegal settlers from Assam, he urged the Agriculture Department to cancel all permits and leases issued and reclaim the land to develop it into a rice bowl for the state. The MLA also called for fencing the entire farm to prevent encroachments. Union Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today called for establishing a skill training platform in India to meet the specific skilled manpower requirements of the globe. Addressing the India, Middle East, Europe Economic Corridor Conclave 2025 in New Delhi, Dr. Mandavia said that participating nations can set up training courses in Indian universities and provide mutual skill certification. He highlighted that such programs will not only create job opportunities for the youth, but also enhance India's soft power through the expansion of its large diaspora.
India एक ऐसा country है जिसमें 65% population below 35 age के है, यानी कि demographic dividend हमारे favour में है। ये demographic dividend हमें उसको कैसे best इस्तेमाल करते कर सकते utilize कर सकते हैं, ये सब country के साथ हमारा रिश्ता इस corridor से और सुदृढ़ होगा, तो उसके साथ हम हमारी demographic dividend का भी फायदा ले सकते हैं।
Dr. Mandavia noted that the conclave provides an opportunity not just for economic collaboration, but also for heritage and cultural growth. Nagaland's Kenono Foundation emerged among the winners of the SBI YFI Sayog Beach Fest held during the SBI Youth for India YFI Conclave 2025 in Guwahati. With the win, Ruchi Nilo Kemp, founder of Kenono Foundation, secured 11 lakh rupees in seed funding and mentorship support. Based in Seminyu District, the non-profit is dedicated to conserving forest biodiversity and building sustainable livelihoods for forest-dependent communities. The Pitch Fest featured 10 social ventures from across the country, out of which 6 ventures, including Kenono Foundation, were awarded support funds to drive positive impact at the grassroots. As part of the ongoing Poshan Pakhwara 2025, a block-level healthy baby show was conducted in Dimapur today. The event was organized by the Child Development Project Office, Dimapur U, and District Hub for Empowerment of Women, Dimapur, Social Welfare Department, in convergence with Health and Family Welfare and RD-NSRLM. Highlighting the government efforts to address malnutrition, anemia, and childhood obesity, CDPO Dimapur U, Lima Sangla, said that campaign encourages a people's movement by involving community organizations and churches in spreading awareness on proper nutrition and health. Attendees were also briefed on Pradhan Mantri Matru Vandana Yojana, which provides financial support during maternity. During the show, children between 6 to 18 months were assessed on key health indicators with cash prizes awarded to the winners. The Nagaland Police Badminton Team delivered an impressive performance at the recently concluded first All India Police Badminton Cluster, Badminton and Table Tennis, held in Kochi, Kerala. The 11-member squad led by Assistant Commandant Joseph Sumi as team manager won multiple honors, including the overall runners-up trophy. Among the individual winners, Mr. Sumi bagged the player of the tournament, male, and won 3 other gold medals. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. India hosts ambassadors meet to promote global investment in Northeast states. External Affairs Minister Jay Shankar urges foreign envoys to explore the Northeast, share its qualities with its governments. Union Education and Road Ministries explore integrating road safety into schools. and WHO member states finalized landmark pandemic agreement after 3 years of talks. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin.